Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
How are you today? It's Sunday night and welcome to Unclouded, where we drop the filters, talk about what really matters. And today we're talking about something everyone deals with, even if we don't admit it: the pressure to look perfect. With us, but within, it does not look perfect. You know, we act perfect, like everything is okay, and live perfect life. From Instagram stories to TikTok, it feels like everyone else has it figured out. But here is the truth: nobody's life is perfect. Nobody's life is what? Is perfect. And chasing that illusion, you know, can hurt your mental health in ways you might not even realize until you're totally lost. You want to be perfect like everyone. Nobody is perfect. Now everybody decrease. Most of us, you know, because you see, most people, they are animals in human clothes. It is what you see on the outside. But if you dig deep, then you will know there's there's a lot beyond that fine face, that fine body, that clothes they wear, you know. So you need to really think about yourself. Be you. Stop chasing what is not real. This episode is for anyone who has ever scrolled social media and felt like they don't measure up. Like you don't look good. Like you don't speak well. If you can't speak English, spark it. Nobody will hold you. Monkey no fine. Your mama like him. You go find your own. Everybody gets in size. Everybody get in level. So don't, you know, stress yourself to want to be somebody you don't even know. You just see them on social media, they are wear dress, whether they borrow the cloth or they no borrow, you don't even know. For me, times, yeah, I will be posh. But some topic, no, if you posh them, just say it exactly the way it is. You get me? So this episode is for you. You that you're running. You don't know where your mates get within than they use. You don't even understand where they get the clothes and the makeup from. You don't know whether is borrow make me fine. You want to start chasing. You want to start running a race that you're not supposed to run because you want to be like someone. Why not just be yourself and give yourself sanity? Be real. Be perfect in your own ways. Celebrate yourself. You know, social pressure isn't something, you know, it's not just about your friends or your school. It's about every message you get about how you're supposed to look, how you're supposed to act and succeed. When you talk about the perfect grades, perfect selfies, perfect friends, the fear of missing out, the fear of feeling judged if you're not online enough or popular enough or trendy enough. Popularity, no, they bring money. I can tell you that. Unless you know how to use it well. What are you doing with yourself? What do you really want for yourself? Why can't you sit yourself down and ask yourself, what do you really want for yourself? Because what you're looking at on Instagram and TikTok, that might not be you. But because you like it, you liking it doesn't mean it's meant for you. Because you don't know what is hurting that person in that shoe the person is wearing. You don't know what is happening to that person in the night, their everyday life. You don't know what is eating them up. But when you see them on social media, they are well dressed, they are beautiful, all you want to do is, I want to be. What can you gain? I don't know. So please. And you know the funniest thing is, it sneaks slowly. Slowly. And before you know it, your self-worth is tied to likes, to followers, to comparisons. How does it make sense? I'll leave you to that. And don't forget, I am not a therapist. I'm your host, Samba. Let's go on a short break and we'll be back.
Sister, it's okay to take time out to readjust to your crown. Make yourself the wise type, so you don't slip and fall. But I can't tell you be easy, no, no. 'Cause we got lots to do. But make yourself a priority too. 'Cause your day starts with you. Take time to take time. When you love yourself, you can love the rest. Yeah, take time to take time. 'Cause when you love yourself, you can love the rest. Yeah, take time, make your time to take time, take your time. 'Cause when you love yourself, you can love the rest. Yeah, take time, make your time to take time, take your time. 'Cause when you love yourself, it's okay to take time out to polish up your crown. Make yourself the wise type. You got a nation to bring down. But I can't tell you be hasty, no, no. And just do the work and stay down.
but make yourself a priority too. Because warriors, we need you. Make time to take time.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome back to Unclouded. And we are talking about you loving yourself. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. We're talking about loving yourself. Because, you see, loving yourself goes a long way. We need to teach our children how to love themselves. How not to listen to what other kids say. Because sometimes, you know, kids do tell themselves, oh, you're ugly. Or sometimes they say, oh, you're fat. Always remember to tell your children that they are beautiful the way they are being created. Because this thing, we just say like it's nothing. They will grow and, you know, always know what is good for them and always know that they are beautiful. No. Because for the rest of their lives, they're going to live like they're not good enough. If you love yourself, you will do well in life. You will do well in your relationship with people. In your marriage, you will do well. Because when you love yourself, whatever anybody says will not weigh you down. So, why do we fall for it? Why do we fall for what we see on social media? Because humans, they crave validation. If they don't tell you you're beautiful, you're going to be thinking, oh, am I beautiful? Am I dressing well? But what until somebody say, oh, your dress is beautiful? That is when you say, yeah, my dress is beautiful. Wait till somebody say, oh, you're gorgeous. You know, sometimes we get deceived. Somebody will just look at you and say, oh, you look gorgeous, just for the sake of it. Not because that person thinks you're gorgeous. But you wouldn't even have to care about that. If already you see yourself that way, before leaving home, you look at yourself and say, you know, man, I'm beautiful. You know, the likes on social media, it feels like approval to most of us. We want to fit in. If you can't fit in, then create yourself. Create your own world. If you think, oh, this set of people, no, I want to be their friend because they're in town. They know what's going on. They are big. Don't force yourself. Because you can't be around people who don't want to be around you. You can't be with people who don't even want to be your friend. So create your own world. When you stand tall, people will see you. And I understand the fact that you don't want to feel left out. I do understand that. And I'm also talking to you people out there. You need to learn to care. You don't have to choose that, okay, this is the person I want to be. Yeah, we do. We all do have our special person that we are friends with. But if you're in a party, in a gathering, and you see one person sitting on his or our own, can you just walk up to that person and try to start a conversation with that person? It goes a long way. How are you doing? Goes a long way. Would you like to sit with us? Goes a long way. It's not going to take money out of your account. And it's not going to strip you of the clothes you're wearing. Comparison is natural. It is. But you know what? Social media has really exaggerated so much. And the problem is, when we measure ourselves against highlight reels, we are always losing. Always feeling less than what we are. And how does it affect us mentally? The mental health cost. Because living in comparison mode hurts. It hurts a lot. It can lead to anxiety, stress. You can get depressed. And then you start graduating to low self-esteem. Overthinking every decision that you make. Before you go to party, you overthink what you're gonna wear to impress who? Yes, look good. Impress yourself. Because if you continue to live like this, you're not living. Be happy. Your happiness is yours. You don't need it from anybody. When you make yourself happy, you will glow. When you're happy with yourself, you will glow. Instead of feeling like you're never enough, if you feel like that, you will never ever be enough for whoever. You will never be enough for your parents. You will never feel enough for your boyfriend, girlfriend. You will never feel enough in your marriage. And what do? We hide it. All these problems, we hide it. And we post happy pictures while we are crying inside. And by doing that, you make other people cry too. Because they feel like, oh, your life is so perfect. Are you not exhausted? You know what? I'll leave you with that. Let's have a break. It's your girl, Samba.
I ain't trying to be stubborn, but I could use some self-loving. Ain't gotta say nothing. They already know how I'm coming. I've been working on me. I've been loving on me. I had to learn to love myself. And no, I don't mind no help. I'd rather do it myself. No, I don't mind no help. I'd rather do it myself. I've been working on me. I've been loving on me. I had to learn to love myself.
They hate to see it, we love to see it. You continue to set the bar, they underneath it. Always bet on yourself and best believe it. If you ever fold, I'm here to iron out the creases. Just preheat it. Self-hate, we must unteach it. I'm talking standards so high they can never reach it. A lot of broken promises from broken people. I bet them half-naked hoes never feel completed. Just conceited for no fucking reason. Real. Something got you glowing, I can't put my finger on it. God took his time on you, had to linger on it. You the housewife type, put a ring on it. I'm happy for you, you practically royal. The queen bee, they Chanel, yeah. You might love streets, but they'll never love you back. Love yourself, every love story needs a climax. She, sir.
I ain't tryna be stubborn, but I could use some self-loving. Ain't gotta say nothing. They already know how I'm coming. I've been working on me. I've been loving on me. I had to learn to love myself.
Hey, hey, hey. It's your girl, Samba. So, how do we recognize this illusion? How? The first thing we have to do is to control it. Always know at the back of your mind that people that post on Instagram, TikTok, whatever platform, understand one thing. Their life is not perfect. they only post the highlights, what you want to see, but they don't post their struggles. No, they don't. I'm sitting here tonight talking to you about this. I come here every Sunday and discuss, you know, topic that we don't want to talk about. Lots of things. Do you think my life is perfect? Do you think so? No. Nobody's life is perfect. Maybe some. But you will always have one thing that you're struggling with. And we don't post that on social media. Nobody will fail in their exam and post it on social media. Maybe nowadays, yeah, some people post their problem on social media. But you know what? I realize one thing, that some people post that also, and it's not real. They do it because they want to gain followers. Or you don't know. Some people just come on social media and post something, something horrible, something that you almost cry for them. And don't get me wrong, some are real. Some are real stories. But some people do that because they want to gain followers. Perfect lives online. They don't show late nights. They don't show fights or failures. You will see some husband and wife posting themselves on TikToks, living a life, you know, their life is so perfect with their children. They smile, they laugh, they dance, they do everything. But do you actually know what happens after that show off behind the cameras? No, you don't. You don't know what they struggle with. But they will not post that. So don't look at other people's lives and compare it with yours. Stop doing wannabe. No, stop it. Be satisfied. Be content. I mean, be satisfied with what you have. That contentment is all you need. Me, I can go to charity and buy dress. But by the time I had everything joined together, you'll be looking at me like $1 million, babe. Because that content is what you need. Be satisfied with what you are, what you have. Stop going on social media and making yourself sad and crying and thinking, yeah, I want to be like that, babe. You know what she collect before she become, you know, what you're seeing on social media? Do you know what happens to her after, you know, doing live and posting herself? Do you know what happens after? So please, take care of yourself. Limit your screen time. Unfollow accounts that are making you sad. Don't be by force. If you're looking at someone's account and every time you go there, it makes you cry, it makes you feel less of yourself. It makes you feel like you're nobody. Unfollow. Unfollow yourself. Unfollow accounts that inspire you, that uplift you. And remember, it is only you that can define your worth. Not someone's filter or caption. You will see some people in party. Ah, omoton. Very beautiful. But if you have the opportunity to wipe that makeup on their faces, you'll be like plaster wall. You know what, with them plaster. After cement, waiting remain nothing. and you want to kill yourself. Make yourself beautiful. If you have to plaster your face to look beautiful, do the same. But don't sit there and thinking, oh, why are they so beautiful? I'm ugly. Learn to love yourself. And don't fall for peer pressure. Because it's not just online. All these things don't happen online. Peer pressure eats hard in real life too. Especially friends pushing you to do stuff you don't want to do. They say, you be a big girl now. What's wrong with you? Just take and just smoke. Just smoke a little. Because you're just going to probably cough and that's all. You want to mingle with us. And because you don't want to feel less, you too, you will carry a cigar. Cough small. Before you know it, you become a professor. Or you carry ganja, you follow because your friend, they are smoking one thing, then you want to do the same thing because you want to feel along. The beginning of the end. That is the beginning of the end. You're feeling judged for your choices, your style, the way you dress. Because your friends are wearing maybe Gucci or whatever, or wearing nice clothes, and because you look at yourself and you feel, oh, you're not well dressed. If you wear cloth, it fits you, forget. Because sometimes you see some people, they wear clothes as expensive as maybe £500, £300, and it still doesn't look good on them. So if you carry your krika, you wear it, you look at yourself in the mirror, you love yourself, whatever anybody says, it's just rubbish. Because you already love yourself, and that is the most important thing. Love yourself. You want to lose your originality for what? For who? What do you gain? You refuse to go to party because, everybody's going to dress more than you. Don't forget that. You see, people that are smart. Don't get me wrong. It's okay to look good. But not do past yourself. Because there are some people that look beyond what you're wearing. Some people, now your brain, they listen to what comes out of your mouth. Your carriage, the way you carry yourself in public. If you like, wear whatever designer you want to wear. If you don't know how to carry yourself, nothing. You don't wear anything. You need to build your real confidence. Build yourself. And that comes from knowing who you are. Not from likes or followers. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate your achievement. No matter how small. Surround yourself with friends who lift you up. With friends that encourage you to do better. That takes you the way you are. Friends that truly loves you. Try new things and fail. Yes. Try new things and fail. Success isn't the goal. It's the growth. Because when you grow, you will be successful. Your self-worth is not online at all. Your self-worth is not online. It's inside of you. You need to find it. If you're not feeling it, find it. Take your time. Instead of sitting, scrolling through social media, find yourself. Find yourself and do better with your life. Make yourself happy. What is not enough today will be more than enough tomorrow. Don't jump before you crawl. This life is stages by stages. Yes, there are some people out there that their life is so real on social media. But do you really know how they got there? Do you know how hard they worked to get there? Because as some people are just faking it, some people are there on social media also that are real. But do you know how they progressed? You know, get job. You're eyeing somebody that is driving Range Rover. You well? Are you normal? Yeah, you can appreciate. You just don't fly. You crawl, you walk, then you fly. Rome was not built in a day. Stop stressing yourself. I know it's not as easy as said, but I want you to try. Don't forget, this is uncluttered. We don't have filters. We say it exactly the way it is. We talk about things that people don't want to talk about. Don't let anybody bully you into something that you're not. And you don't bully yourself. Because you know the funniest thing, yeah? We always say, oh, people like bullying us. Even you bully yourself before people start bullying you. And ask me why I said that. Because you're living home and you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, oh, you're not fine. Oh, I don't like this thing I'm wearing, but I have to go to this place. And immediately you walk into that place. Anybody that looks at you, straight up, they're talking about you. Why do you think so? Because you don't feel good about yourself. That is why you think the person that is looking at you is talking about you. It might be that person is just admiring you. But because you don't like yourself, you've already bullied yourself before leaving home. Then you think other people are bullying you. Okay, we're going to read some real stories. But before we do that, let's go on a short break.
Breathe out. Can someone tell me I'm not going crazy? The thoughts in my head make me hate me. Maybe I'm too far from saving. Can someone check that the room isn't spinning? Seems like the oxygen's thinning. The monsters in my head keep winning. I'm bigger than the bad thoughts. I'm better than the way they make me feel. I won't let the bad thoughts take the wheel. I'm bigger than the bad thoughts. I'm brighter than the light they're trying to steal. Why do they feel so real? Breathe in. Breathe out. Sometimes I don't like the cards that I'm handed. Life can feel too hard to manage. I'm proud of myself for just standing. When the lies feel so real that the door shuts on reason. Voice in my head prays on my biggest weakness. I'll count my breaths. 1, 2, 3, 4. bigger than the bad thoughts. I'm better than the way they make me feel. I won't let the bad thoughts take the wheel. I'm bigger than the bad thoughts. I'm brighter than the light they're trying to steal. Before, but I've gotten through. Maybe not now, but I'll be okay soon. Maybe not now, but I'll be okay soon. I'm bigger than the bad thoughts. I'm brighter than the light they're trying to steal. I won't let the bad thoughts take the wheel. I'm bigger than the long nights. I'm brighter than the light they're trying.
Yeah, it's your girl Samba. So let's hear some real story from our WhatsApp messages. Ben wrote, I kept posting perfect pictures while I was failing school. I felt like nobody would care if I show my real life. From Tonya wrote, I tried to fit in with friends who mocked me. I lost myself in the process. And Julie, taking a break from school, from social media, saved my mental health. I finally started seeing my own value. Yeah. Well, you guys are not alone. I mean, many people are living in the same, you know, comparison trap also. And I'm really happy that you guys, you know, realize that loving yourself, being yourself is the most important thing. Because if you look at people out there, you will miss your journey. You will walk another person's journey while your own journey is waiting for you to kickstart it. So please, I am saying this again, find yourself. Stop finding yourself in other people. Stop comparing yourself with other people. You are you. They are who they are. You don't know their journey. So why walk in their shoes? How do you reclaim your life back? You need to recognize the pressure and always saying to yourself, I am enough. Because if you're not enough for yourself, you can't be enough for anybody. You see, you're going to start, you know, walking around exactly how you feel about yourself. You're going to walk into places thinking you're not enough. You're going to go for a job interview having it in your mind that you won't be enough. You're not going to make it through. That is not how to live life. You need to spend time offline. Spend time with your friends. Friends who actually care about you. Take care of yourself. Find that you that you can't see. Find it. Look at yourself in the mirror and say to yourself, I am beautiful. I am beautiful. Stop looking at what is not real. You are real. You know that you are real. Find that happiness in you. Focus on your growth. How am I doing? What do I want to do? What are my goals? Focus on your growth, not perfection. Nobody is perfect. You can try to be. Everybody that you see, they have their own problems that they are dealing with. You will be in the midst of 10 people, they are all laughing, you know, playing. But you don't know what they go back to at home. Practice gratitude. Be grateful for who you are, what you have. If you have confidence in yourself, anything you put on will look good. Count your wins, not the likes. What would the likes do for you? I can tell you you're beautiful without meaning it. I can tell you lots of things. But if you love yourself, you believe in yourself, nobody can lie to you. I want you to do something for yourself this week. I want you to do something for your children also. Teach them how to love themselves. Because if they love themselves, nobody's going to bully them. Nobody's going to tell them they are not beautiful. Nobody's going to tell them, oh, why are you talking like that? You don't even know how to talk well. If you are in the midst of people, they are talking. If you can't speak English, speak your language. If you can't speak Spark or Spoke. You have your own language. You know, let me say, yeah, South Africans, they have the way they speak their English. Because that is their accent. You can't take it away from them. I'm a Yoruba woman. I will speak the way I know how to speak. You either pick one thing. You want to hear what I'm saying? You want to learn? Or you want to sit there and be watching out for my mistakes? It's your choice. Let people make their choice. Let it be their edict. You don't put yourself on one side because you can't speak like other people are speaking. You want to speak Fone. Or more, if I know if you speak Fone, I go speak my own English. As long as you can understand me. Other foreigners, they don't speak, they don't even care. Everybody gets accent. What are we going to do about it? Nothing. Be yourself. Be original. Don't fake it. Like I said, if you can't speak Spark or Spoke, whichever one suits you, there are many people out there. I was telling one of my friends one day, like, this thing, you said it this way. You were supposed to see it this way. He said, Ore, I am tired. Abi Yoruba. And that is how I'm going to be calling it. If they don't understand, I can't be bothered. And that is it. That is the energy. You can't fake it. For how long do you want to fake it? Tell me, for how long? You want to continue having depression? You want to give yourself low esteem because you don't, low self-esteem because you can't fit in. Fit in where? Be proud of who you are. Don't wear another person's trouser if it don't fit you. Anybody that is your friend, your family, they will love you the way you are. That is real love. Because if you don't love yourself, I beg, how you won't cope for marriage? How are you going to cope? How are you going to survive in life? You have to be waiting for validation from people. I don't know. I don't really know how that works for you. So this week, you're going to do something for me. Reflect. Ask yourself, do I feel pressure from social media or peers? You need to ask yourself that. And ask yourself, why? Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am enough. Like I said, if you're watching something, you notice that anytime you go to that person's page, you end up feeling down, you end up feeling sad. I beg, stay your lane. Unfollow. Unfollow. And rest. Ask yourself, am I chasing someone else's story instead of living mine? Are you? What can you do to honor your mental health? Because this thing is a big problem. How are you coping? Because you see, it eats you up like cancer. Little by little, no symptoms. Before you know it, you'll be walking on the street talking to yourself. You want to go out, you change like 10 times. Waiting happen. Who are you trying to impress? Love yourself. Do you hear me? Love yourself, please. Because I see this every day. Every day. Some people don't go out because they don't know how they're going to fit in. Go out. Go and enjoy yourself. With the little you have, buga anybody. Walk tall. Don't feel left out. Please, I'm begging you, love yourself. Because when you do, your beauty will shine. Your skin will shine. When you stand tall, people will see you. Ma wagwala go shishe. Buy your own wristwatch. Work according to your time. Because if you don't know where your friends are making it, you go run. Your shoe go get hole. Then you will get lost. And before you know it, you are empty. While you think on that, let me cheer you up. You're going to listen to Buga. Buga anybody. Make yourself beautiful. It's a new week. Wear what you like. And put a smile on that face. And raise your shoulder up. Buga.
Wake up, yeah. Call your money. Wake up. Get up. Get up. Get up. try. You supposed to dey jai jai. Kilo come, you come person matter, person with a man. But when I land softly on the sofa floor. Sofa so good, koniba Joe, let me see you. Go lo lo lo, let me see you. Go lo lo.
People, this is your girl Samba. Thank you for joining me tonight. But before we go, here is your challenge this week. I want you to take a day off social media. Write down 3 things you love about yourself. 3 things that you did well. Focus on reality, not highlight reel. We don't do that here. This week, I want you to do that and buga with what you have. Nothing is little. Make yourself happy. Wake up in the morning, say to yourself, I am beautiful. Can you do that for me? Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am beautiful. Wear what you have. Go where you like. Make good friends, the one that loves you, the one that wants to be your friend. If you find yourself forcing yourself to be friend with anybody or more, look for another friend. You will find that friend. Move around people that love to see you. Move around people that when they see you, they are so joyful and happy to see you. Not the ones that will say, she don't come again. This is Unclouded, where we speak the truth, even when it's hard. Thanks for listening. It's your girl, Samba. See you next week.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away.
on fire.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day.
This is Radio Africana.
And it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. But where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower now.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
I smile. Even though I hurt, see, I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
what you do?
I smile.
Come on,
smile. It's so hard to look up when you've been down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people,
you look so much better when you smile. So smile.
Gonna be perfect, but it still don't mean today don't have purpose. Come on!
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night.
It ain't easy, bud.
Today's a new day, but tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower now.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still,
I smile.
Come on.
Even though I hurt, see, I smile.
Y'all feel that?
I know God is working, so I smile.